airlock deconfig.
Down to Chris.
Hey, I just wanted to check. So the palms are back in the lab. They were put here post-EVA. And the stowage note here says they should be in the airlock. And I just wanted to check whether I should leave them in the lab or I should return them to the airlock.
And Chris, thanks for your patience. You can follow the stow note and leave those airlock deployed.
Copy that. I will move them back to the airlock. Thank you.
Agile, Sophie on 2 for Biosurf and Consolidate.
We're with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
Yes, on stow track row 2.06, the only contingency kits present were number 43, 46, and 47. It's already in the crew comment in stow track.
We copy. Thanks for that report.
And in that CTB, number 5368, there is also one additional Ziploc bag, which is empty, and is called Media Bag Stem Cell XIP1, serial number PAPAC2.
And we copy CTB 5368 with an additional stem cell bag, which is empty.
Yeah, and the barcode is Bravo Sierra Tango 05606 Juliet.
Copy all, thank you.
Welcome.
Houston, airlock on 2.
Chris, you got a handover in 10 seconds.
I'll be back with you on the other side.
And Chris, on 2 for airlock, we're back with you.
Hey, we are just finishing the MEDOX and battery changeout parts of this airlock deconfig task. I've got MEDOX canister 0009 installed in 3003 and battery 1007 installed in 3003. 3015, no batteries installed, and MEDOX simulator 0014 is installed.
Copy all.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Sophie and BioServ.
She's with you on 2.
Sophie, so we just did a little digging and we found that that stem cell X empty bag that you found ending in 05606 Juliet can be trashed.
I'm tracking this. And also, good news, one of the contingency that was supposed to be in the same CTB you just mentioned was actually in the other CTB 5565. So I am... going to put it in the final destination.
Copy. And was that 42 that you found?
Term.
Great news. Thank you.
Signal station, Sophie on 2 for Biosurf, Consolidate.
With you on 2, go ahead.
So in the 1.0 CTV 5565 that was supposed to empty, I found four other items, which I'm going to describe to you.
Copy, four additional items. We are ready.
First one is Sunny Cloth Bag. Okay, the first one is the Sunny Cloth Bag MABL Bravo, barcode 292601 Juliet. Second one is Contingency Kit Serial Number 51. Third one is an empty bag of long glove bag small, serial number 25. And fourth one is a Sharp Kit, serial number 2.
Copy all, and we are checking on those items. We'll call you back when we have a location for them.
Copy. Just a handful from Sophie, just a heads up. I'm going to JLP. So I'll be back in a few for your answer, just trying to optimize time.
No problem. It might take us a couple minutes to dig on all those items.
So, station on 2.
We're with you on 2. Go ahead.
Just one minor comment for your essay. I just inserted my samples into MELPI 3 Doer 1 Alpha 3-4. And just letting you know that that Doer, there's quite a bit of frost, like a little bit more than usual. And like the open latch on 3-4 was a little bit difficult to open because of that. So just letting you know that there's a little bit of frost accumulation there.
Copy that, and thank you for the report.
You're welcome.
Still station Sophie on 2 for Biosurf.
ahead for BioTurf.
Okay, so three extra items were found in the CTB-1049. These are a Ziploc bag of BioTurf biocide wipes, barcode 263415 units. An empty Ziploc bag of biocide wipeback stem cell XH1, barcode BST03847 units, and this one is empty. And the last item that was found, BioServe BZK wipes, barcode 263414 units.
And we copy all. And we have an answer for you on some of the other items you reported earlier when you're ready.
I am ready.
The contingency kit 51 can be added to 1.0 CTB 5368. The empty long small glove bags 25 can be consolidated with the rest of the gloves in line 3.02 of the stone note or stow track. And we also just wanted to check if the sharps kit was empty or not.
Now the sharp is full.
In that case, that can be trashed, and then we're just checking on the
Unix station on 2.
Head on 2, where is you?
Morning, Uwe. Just a quick question. I'm doing this activity for the USB on Columbus Payload Laptop 2. Just want to make sure that it's payload, the Columbus Payload 2 that you want to insert it into, just because the locations didn't match. Columbus Payload 2 is currently located between aft 1 and 2, and at the aft 3 location is Columbus Payload 3. I'm assuming maybe those were just moved around a little bit, and you do want it in Columbus Payload 2, but just wanted to verify.
And Jessica, that's a good understanding. So there should be the payload laptop number 2 disregard where it is actually located. But nevertheless, thanks a lot for the update on the stowage.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you.
Still station Sophia and Hooper, BioServ, consolidated.
We're with you on 2, Sophie.
So in the CTB-5275 stem cell X food kit, there is an extra item, which is the cell count kit stem cell X-H1. Barcode is Bravo Sierra Tango 03882 Juliet.
Copy, and I have an answer for the other items you had found. The Stony Cloth kit that you reported first can be trashed, and then all three of the items that you found in CTP-1049 can all be trashed as well.
Just to be sure, we are talking about the extra items that were in the CTP-1049. I understand that these are the Vicer BZK wipes, the Ziploc bag, the empty Ziploc bag, and
the BioServe BioSide wipes. The additional items you have found can all be trashed. Like you said, the BioSide wipe, the empty zip, and the BTT wipe, as well as the Stanny cloth wipes.
Got it.
And we'll be looking into the item you just reported. At Station Huntsville for Sophie and BioServe.
And two.
That cell count kit can also be trashed as well.
So station on 2 for ultrasound.
We're with you on 2 for ultrasound. Go ahead.
I'm in set 3.2, just looking to see if you have good hardware connectivity, and then assume we'll be on spacer ground 3 or 4.
And copy. So we think you might have double tap the toggle streamer by accident, and we need you to just tap it one time to get it started.
I did double tap it by mistake, so then I did do it a third time because I had that same thought, but I just did it one more time for you. Let me know if that's now taken it away or if that's how you'd like it.
And we're checking. We're not seeing anything yet. We're going to do some troubleshooting on our side, and we'll let you know.
Okay, so I would suggest that I do tap it one more time because I have tapped it 4 times total now. I'm assuming an odd number is better, so it's not turning it off again.
It couldn't hurt. You're good to tap it one more time. 5th time's a charm.
Go.
And Jessica, you are go, and that's it. We have the telemetry we need, and you'll be still be on space ground 3. And Sophie, we are ready for you as well.
3, thanks. Switching to 3.
Yeah, I got.
Will you confirm I'm switching?
Next,
so only Sophie. Jessica is switching to 3, or Sophie as well?
Sophie, we'll keep you on 2. Sorry for the confusion. Got you both at the same time there.
Okay, so staying on 2, and just, I didn't get what, like, for the extra items, the Sharps container serial number 2, that was the extra one, market, which we reported already, 292597 Juliet. What should I do with it?
And that could be trash.
Okay, so just checking that in the end, in the 1.0 CTB 5368, there are only 2 Sharps container.
We are checking to verify. And Sophie, Huntsville is back with you on 2. Just a quick question for those Sharps containers. Do you have the barcodes for the 2, and are they empty, or do they have anything in them?
They are full, and the barcodes are 292598 Juliet for the first one, and the second one is Bravo Sierra Tango 03850 Juliet.
Copy, and we're checking.
And also another question. The Santa Claus bag MABL Bravo, barcode 292601 Juliet, can be trashed. Was that correct?
Affirm, that can be trashed. Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and Bioserv.
You on 2?
For the Sharps containers, the one ending in 2598 Juliet can go into CTB 5368, and the one ending in 850 Juliet can be trashed.
Standby one. I understand 850 Juliet can be trashed, and one ending in 5908 Juliet can stay in 5368.
Good read back.
Well, in the end, only one remaining in 5368.
Affirm.
Okay, and just as a heads up as well, row 4, decimal 08, the Sharps kit serial number 33849 Juliet was not inside the CTV. This, I was supposed to put it into the BioServ support hardware, so it seems that it's adding another Sharps container.
And we copy it's not in the expected CTV, and we're checking.
Thanks. So, Station Sophia, just as a heads up, I'm going to JLP for retrieving the final CTV. I'll be with you back in 2 minutes.
And we copy.
Sentinel Station Sophia 2 for Pfizer.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Just as a heads up, I will mark this row complete, but row 8.04, there was no needlebox kits inside the CTB 5149 as well. There is no Sharps kits inside the same CTB 5149.
And we copy all.
So, in the end, I was supposed to find a Sharps kit from this CTB and put it into BioServ support hardware, so we might need to consolidate how many we need of the Sharps kits into the 5368 in the end.
And we copy all, and for the other Sharps kit that was missing, we don't have any other alter, alternative locations. So we're going to work some forward steps on the ground for that.
Hey, copy. I will have to pause this activity here just to go to the T2 exercise and to deconflict with crew other timelines. So I'll pause here and I'll get back to you later this afternoon on all of this. Everything is stem stowed so that I can work on it in Node 2. And pretty clear situation here, but I guess we'll have to figure out the sharp.
Copy and affirm. You've given us a lot to track down and think about. We appreciate all your work on that.
Great pleasure.
Hospital station on 2 for Astrobee.
Chris, good to hear from you. You are, that field of view is good if that's what you're calling for.
Absolutely, yep. Just wanted to check the field of view and then I'll proceed with the next step.
Hospital station on 2 for ultrasound.
And Jessica, we are with you on 2 for ultrasound, and you have a go in step 1.
All right, copy your go. Thank you.
Huntsville, station on 2. The docking station assembly is powered on for Astrobee.
Copy, docking station assembly powered on.
Huntsville, station on 2. Astrobee power-up is complete.
Copy, power-up complete. We're with Dade on 2. Go ahead.
Just wanted to have the final words on especially the Sharpie kit, the Sharps kit.
So there, we would just like to have you check CTB 1049. We think you reported earlier that you had booked in 5578 for the needle box kit and the Sharps kit. So just double check that other location, CTB 1049, and see if they're in there.
Well, for now, 1049 was empty, and it is fully empty.
We copy 1049 is empty. Give us a moment to talk this on the ground.
Sure.
Sophie Huntsville's back with you. Could you possibly check CTB 5578? And just for your awareness, we are expecting 3 total Sharps kits.
I mean CTB 5368, which is now BioServe hardware support.
And that was 5578.
Send by 1. Available station to be into. I found the Sharp kits of the serial number. Serial number 2 of the row 8, decimal 06, so we're good on that one.
Copy, Joy. Good news.
Until Sophie on 2, so I will pause this activity right now, and I'll come back later today. I think estimated still remaining 30 minutes of work.
Copy, pausing the activity, and coming back to it later with about 30 minutes estimated time remaining.
Said airlock on 2 for EVA battery install.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Just a question. I'm looking at my battery install activity, and it says that there should be 3 EMU batteries in airlock deployed. We have EMU batteries 1005 and 1006, which Chris took out of the suits. He also did something with, he also put battery 1007 into his suit, and the Stone Note calls out 1008 and says it should be airlock deployed, but we don't have that battery, so we're wondering where that one was supposed to come from.
Okay, stand by, and we'll need a few minutes to get you that answer.
All right, copy, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and that battery location.
This is Jessica on 2, and I just found, I looked in the AMU battery CTB 5161, and it was there, so I assume I should go ahead and charge all 3.
Copy all, and that's where we expect it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for ESC special questions.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
I was starting to do the gathering of all the items I need for the activity. And in the location node 1, deck 4, deck 1, I did not find the Dragon to Zebu power adapter nor the RBC power cable 6 inches nor the Z illegal power cable with this specific serial number, so I was wondering if you had words on if I could use another serial number for the ZBook power cable, or and also where I could find those two first items I mentioned.
Sophie Huntsville's with you. We copy and we're checking. Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and ALC2 shell swap.
She's listening on 2.
So no concerns that you can't find the items from lines 2, 3, and 4 of your stow note. We were actually using this activity as a get-ahead to stow those, but since you can't find them, we'll mark them missing and keep an eye out at a later activity.
Okay. I'm not sure I understood what you said. So what I understand is I won't need this item for the activity. Is that correct?
And that's a firm. And Sophie Huntsville's back with you on 2. Apologies, I walked you into a handover there, just in case you didn't hear me. That's a firm. You will not need these items for this activity today. And whenever you're ready, I have a restow location for the old ZBook battery you're going to be pulling out today. We realize we left that out of your stow note, so apologies there.
Yeah, no worries, and I am ready to copy.
Okay, that location is node 1. Deck 4 in the Kilo 1 location, inside a 1.0CTB serial number 5003. Inside of that, you'll find a Ziploc bag labeled ZBook batteries. That's where we'd like that to go, please.
Wait, so this I had already on my stow note, so I already have the ZBook battery. Should I take another one?
Negative. That location is actually for the ZBook battery that you're going to be removing from the current shell of ELC2.
Okay, got it. So, thank you. Well, I understand. I already took a battery from this place, which will go in the new shell, and this place will be the exact same place where the old shell battery will go.
And that's a good understanding.
Thank you. And do you have to go to start the activity now?
Absolutely, you go. Let us know if you have any more questions.
Okay.
Sensation on 2 for PA11.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
Eric, apologies if this call did come up and I just missed it, if someone else got it. We had asked this morning about doing the PAO event in GEM instead of the lab, and I know usually that's fine, but I just wanted to double check if that's okay for today.
It is absolutely okay, and we are happy to move the PAO event to the GEM.
Okay, perfect. Thanks so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and your upcoming conferences.
And Jack is on 2.
Hey, Jack, for your PPC, your Papa Papa conference on your timeline, we messed up that timelined activity. It will be on Teams, not VC, so use the link from your PEC, Papa Echo, activity to access the link for the second activity. How copy?
Copy. I'm going to do the PEC first on the Teams link, and then I'm using the same PEC link to do the Papa Papa Charlie second, again on Teams.
Yeah, slight correction on that. The PEC activity has a link in the activity, and you'll have to change Teams calls, but use the link in the activity to find the new Teams call link.
Okay, that all makes sense to me. I will do that.
Copy. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Chris, at your convenience, for some airlock pictures.
Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris. From your airlock deconfig activity this morning, you left us a great crew note. As for the two pigtails that have a good connector on one side and a different connector on the other side, we are also unsure of what those pigtails are. So at your convenience, if you can just snag some photos of that, put it on an SSC, and we'll take a look.
Absolutely. Can do. Thank you.
Civil Station, Sophie, and 2 for questions.
Go ahead on to Sophie.
So, a few questions. So, shell swap is complete, but just on the shell of the new one, serial number 11VCN, there was a label written suspect, GCS removed from airlock, GMT155/25. Just wanted to know if you were aware that this had been identified as suspect.
Copy. That's good info. Thanks for letting us know, and give me just a second to run that down, please.
Copy. And there will be another question as well.
Phil's ready to copy.
Okay, close to ELC2, there was a free-floating USB connector labeled T61P USB video adapter to T61P laptop USB. And if I route this, it goes to Lab 1 overhead 1 video J5 laptop on Foxtrot 1 of the rack. And it was free-floating, it was not connected to ELC2, so I was wondering, but it was very close to ELC2, so I was wondering if it had been inadvertently disconnected and if you want me to reconnect.
And copy, checking on that as well.
And a third question, because you never have two without three. So, third question, once it's all plugged in and good config, after you answer my questions, will you want me to relabel ELC2 on this new shell instead of suspect?
And we copy. If we are good with keeping that shell, since you did find that suspect label, then yes, we will have you relabel it to ELC2. But let me track down the answer to one first before I fully give you the go on question three.
Copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and ELC2.
Is
on okay, Sophie, I think I have a full story now. So we're okay with you pressing utilizing that laptop. You can disregard the suspect label. You can relabel that as ELC2 per the procedure. And also with that free-floating USB cable, we ask that you plug that into the front right USB port of ELC2 once you get it all set up. I'll copy.
Okay, we disregard the label suspect, I remove it and replace it by ELC2 for procedure, and yes, to re-plug this USB cable that I mentioned to the Rome Swish One port, USB port.
That's a good readback.
Okay, good copy. And just as a heads up as well, we have no more bubble wrap easily accessible, so in order to have the old shell inside ESB bubble wrap, I have only enough to cover half of it, so I might just go with half of it covered, but just wanted to report that. Unless you have another location for ESB bubble wrap, I only have enough to cover half of it.
Copy. Only enough bubble wrap to cover half of the old Z-book. Let me verify that we're okay with that on the ground. I'll get right back with you. And Sophie Huntsville's back with you. We are good with the half wrap on that old ELC show.
Okay, and just to stabilize this bubble wrap, I will put this inside the Z-book so that it's at least clean and tight around this.
All right, that's fine with us.
And Huntsville, Sophie and Super, one more question.
And we're with you for one more question, Sophie.
So on the new shell that I installed, there initially there was no 1 tera HDD and 1 tera UltraBay HDD. So although the procedure says to boot, like to swap also those to the old shell, I will basically be sending back ELC2 shell without HDD and UltraBay HDD because there was no one in the new shell.
Okay, copy. So you have the old hard drives, both the HDD and the Ultra HDD, in the new shell, but the new shell was without those components, so the old shell is without them as well.
That's a good read back.
Okay, copy. Thank you for the info, because I don't think we were expecting that on the ground. And also, I have a quick request from you. Could you call and let us know once you get that laptop plugged in and powered on, please?
Sure. So right now it's plugged, and so I guess you want me to power it on now, if you want to.
That's a firm. We're ready for it to be powered on.
Copy, and it's powered on now. Just give it a minute or two so that it finishes starting sequence.
And we copy. Thanks, Sophie. We do see good indication on the ground for charge signature. We appreciate it.
Well, this is very good news.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris, and your acoustic monitor SD card location at your convenience.
Handville Station on 2 for Shelf EMC 2.
With you on 2, Sophie.
Just a final question. Am I going to close the lid and put the whole computer close to the overhead one rack so that it's less in the way?
That they firm, Sophie. You can close it up and push it out of the way.
Okay, thanks for that. Huntsville Station, Sophie on 2. I think I have another final question.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Just to make sure I'm not confused with this, but I'm sending the old e-book for SpaceX Return without the battery, right? And in that case, I don't see in the... Oh, yeah, sorry. In the storage, you mentioned to me that I will put the old battery in node 1-4K1. Sorry, no more questions.
No worries whatsoever. We're here to help, Sophie. And while I have you, if I could just confirm, did you close that laptop, ELC2 laptop, or did you actually power it down? Closing the lid, we wouldn't expect to see the signatures that we see on the ground, but right now it appears as if the laptop has been shut off.
Well, interesting. No, I just closed the lid without powering it off. Let me go check how is the status right now.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Well, very interesting. I just closed the lid, but indeed what I see now is that it's powered down, and although I still have good cable connected and good power cable connected, so let me turn it on again.
And Sophie, Huntsville's back with you. We think with this signature, we're a little concerned if you did see the barrel connector still in the laptop. Would you mind verifying, first unplugging the laptop, then verifying the battery seated properly, and then trying to plug it back in and repower?
So the battery I checked also, it is plugged in properly. The power cable is good inside. The Ethernet cable is good. And all connections look nominal from here. Okay, so I powered it on again, but then it did shut down. It didn't go through the entire sequence. Interesting.
So it showed indications of powering up, but then powered off again?
Hey, Sam.
And I'm checking, Sophie. Sorry.
Okay, sorry to send to power up the computer. And I double, triple checked everything, all connections. They all look nominal and light as well.
Okay, copy. All the connections look secure. We're going to take a second to think this one on the ground. We'll let you go for now and call you back if we have any more steps for you for ELC2.
And what I suggest right now is that I don't close the lid, and we'll see you later.
And we concur with that plan.
Great.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and the ELC Shell Swap.
Huntsville, Sophie and 2, listening.
Hey, Sophie, Huntsville's back with you for the laptop that just keeps on giving. We have one final troubleshooting step for you, if you don't mind helping us out.
Of course, I will help. And just as a report as well, I still haven't found the SpaceX return number 1. Apparently, it's not in PMN 1 port 1. It might be in port 2. I was still looking for it, but I'll also let you know so that you can update storage location. But go ahead with your task.
Okay, we copy that. And for the ELC2, what we'd like to try as a final measure is to replace the battery that's currently in the new ELC2 shell with the one that you stowed from the old ELC2 shell. So that's the one ending in serial number 1183.
Okay, we'll replace with the 1183.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, I see what you're asking. Because it did shut down again.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and SSC troubleshooting.
Station Jack on 2 for SSC.
Hey, Jack, that SOC that we couldn't get charging earlier, I've got some quick troubleshooting steps when you're ready to copy.
I'm ready. Go ahead, sir.
All right. First, we'd like you to power cycle switch 2 on inverter 1044. See if that does the trick. If not, turn the switch off, then reseat both ends of the power cables, and turn the switch back on.
Right. I will try power cycle on switch 2 on that inverter, and then if that doesn't work, I'll leave it in the off position and reseat both ends of the cable and turn it back on to see if that works.
Good readback.
Okay. I'll give you a call back in 10 or so minutes when I can get over there.
Sounds good.
So, Cynthia 2 for Bannister Consolidated.
Huntsville's with you on 2 for Consolidate.
Yeah, just wanted to report that I found extra items in CTV 5261. So it's a H-bond white kit, barcode Bravo Sierra Tango 03811 Juliet. Another H-bond white kit, barcode Bravo Sierra Tango 03810 Juliet, and a VAC toolkit, barcode Bravo Sierra Tango 03519 Juliet.
Okay, copy. You found a couple extra H-bond wipe kits and a VAC toolkit.
Hey, from.
All right, we're working on a location for those items, and just since I mentioned it to you earlier, to close the loop, we had some good work on ELC2. Looks like right now we have good indications that it is charging and that we are complete with our updates. So fingers crossed that stays in a good state.
That is fantastic. Thanks for the good news.
I agree. Let's hope we don't have to go back to ELC2 today. But while we wait on the extra locations for these found items, is there any chance you could help us out with ELC5 real quick?
Yeah, of course, although I'm just a bit concerned about the timeline, which I'm not done yet. Okay. Let me pause, come to the items I have in my hands, and listen to your work.
And not critical at this moment, Sophie. If you want to keep working with what, it's just at your convenience whenever you're ready.
I think the priority. Well, you give me the priorities, but I will have barely enough time to finish the consolidated activity. So just give me the priority. After I'll have another EMU activity. So just yeah.
Copy. Apologies. We were looking at the BioServe hardware consolidate on both yourself and Chris. I believe you guys have the same activity there. But if you think you have just enough time left in your activity window to complete your consolidate, we won't bug you with laptop reset. We can get that worked in later.
I think if I focus just on this, then I'll knock it out and it will be done and Chris will not have to work on this.
That sounds like a plan to us. We'll get the laptop worked in sometime here before DTC.
Good. And while we're waiting for the three items, so on the row number 11, the glove, Pfizer glove to CTB is 60% full.
Copy, 60% full for line 11.
CTB 5368 BioServe hardware support is 85% full.
Line 12, 85%.
Send Jackpot 2 for SSC troubleshooting.
Jack, we saw an SSC appear on the network. You got good news for us?
Looks like your first solution worked. I cycled switch 2. And I got a good white charging light on the back of the SSC, and it looks like it's booted up now.
Awesome. Thanks for doing that.
Huntsville Station, Sophie on 2 for Advisor.
Sophie on 2.
Yeah, just also to be sure we have the right number of sharp containers in CTV5368 is a question that I asked earlier today, but because right now there is one that is supposed to be trashed, and we have two left in the CTV5368. So just wanted to be sure that we are trashing one, keeping two.
And Sophie, sounds like you have the numbers right. Two new should be kept, and the one used should have been trashed.
Yes.
Station Huntsville, back with you on two, Sophie, for the StoTrack.
Who's listening?
All right, so for the found items you had reported earlier, the two HBON wipe kits can go to the trash, and the BAC toolkit ending in 519 Juliet can go in that 1.0 CTB5368.
We keep the toolkit for 5368 and trashing the two HBON wipe kits.
That's a good readback.
Huntsville, station on two for Tango Lab.
Chris, Huntsville's with you on two.
Hey, I've got the Columbus camcorder up with the view of Tango Lab. Let me know if you're happy with the view. And I had a question about bubble wrap for stowage.
And you must have been reading our minds, because we've been talking about the stowage for Tango Lab cubes. We know you guys are running low on the bubble wrap, so any soft foam or soft goods that you could use to pack these items, we're good with.
Okay, yeah, I'll see what we can do. Unfortunately, we were told to get rid of all our bubble wrap on Cygnus, and so we did. And, we don't have too much in the way of soft goods for padding things anymore. I think I might have one little bit of air cushion bubble, but I'll have to see what we can do.
Okay, copy. Thank you for the information. Let us know if you run into any other issues with that, and we'll do our best to try to find you something to help you out with that from the ground here. And also, in terms of the field of view, we like it. Don't need any adjustments.
Copy all. I'm stepping into the procedure.
Huntsville, Sophie on 2 for
Bicer. Sophie, with you on 2.
Room 16, JLP Alpha 1 underscore Charlie 2 is 100% full.
Copy, 100% full for line 16.
Row 13, 1-3. There is room left for only one more 0.5 CTB in JLP 1, Papa 1, Alpha 1.
And copy, just enough room for one more in line 13.
One more, but 0.5 CTV.
And Huntsville copies.
And just to finish closing this this line, the row 4.08, the sharp tips container serial number 3, I think I had another bad barcode inside this, so we ended up having two in 5368, but 3849 was not the barcode I had.
Okay, we copy. We're tracking that. No concerns on our end.
Okay, so with that, I just need to go to PMM to finish the trash and. And then we're done with this activity, and Chris is released from this activity.
Yep, we copy and concur. Thanks so much for all your hard work on this today.
You are very welcome.
The Huntsville station on to you for Tango Lab. I'm complete with step 14. Tango Lab is powered back on. The two cards are inserted, but nothing's on them. And I've got all 12 LEDs in addition to the power LED illuminated.
All right, Chris, that's awesome. Can confirm that's the expected LEDs. And sorry, I had to make sure that we're good with our ground telemetry, but yes, we are. You're good to proceed.
Sounds good. I just wanted to double-check enough for some prior cubes that are moved from here. I had to do some, I got to do some photo documentation of them. Did you want photos of these cubes or just pack them away?
Hey, copy, Chris, we'll take you up on that.
Okay, I'll grab some photos, and then I will see what I can find in terms of packing soft goods. What I may I'll see what I can do, but I'll let you know. I mean, we may need to wait until, I know that they said there should be a lot of bubble wrap coming up on NG24. We might need to wait for that to pack them up for return home.
Yeah, Chris, we copy. Hope you can find something up there, but if not, like I said, just let us know and we'll talk it through here on the ground.
Copy, Wilco.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Timeline.
Right on 2 for Chris.
Hey, Chris, our DPC agenda is awfully thin for y'all this evening. If y'all don't have anything for us, we'd like to propose canceling USOS DPC this evening.
Hey, that sounds like a not terrible idea. Let me just check around with the crew and see if anybody has anything. But if you don't hear back from us, assume that we'll go ahead with the plan of canceling.
Copy all. And just a reminder that for about an hour after the scheduled DPC time, Optimus will be down while we do some reloads.
Copy that. I'll be sure to remind everybody. I believe there's one task for Sophie on a PMM resto that's scheduled post-DPC. Will it be after she's done with that?
We can wait for her to call that she's done with that, and then we can start it.
Awesome. That'd be perfect. Thank you. And Huntsville Station on 2 for bubble wrap.
Huntsville's with you on 2. Saw you float through the lab with a bunch of foam. Do you have some good news for us?
I don't think I have great news. I was hoping the foam was, the foam is just a lot of big pieces. It's going to be kind of hard to make anything that I think is appropriately sized for these guys out of that. Without a lot of very messy slicing and dicing. I'm not sure what the long-term plan is, but as long as we think they won't be too damaged sitting in the PMM, I think wait until we can get some bubble wrap and, you know, before we pack them for return, just having to wrap them up, so that might be the best solution.
And Chris, yeah, that seems to be the consensus down here, too. PD's not concerned about lacking the bubble wrap bag for now, so we'll hold off till we get that next vehicle up with the bubble wrap and then get these back for return.
Copy that. I kind of half-wrapped one in the one piece of bubble wrap we had, and I'll just leave that on it, but I'll just put them in that return bag otherwise not wrapped, and just having a Stowtrack step to rewrap them once we have bubble wrap would make sense to me. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad we got that all wrapped up. And for your awareness, Sophie managed to wrap up all of the BioServe hardware consolidate, so your 1735 activity, it's already completed. You don't have to worry about it at all. And when you're done with Tangle Lab 4, if you wouldn't mind giving us a call back, we have a quick laptop troubleshooting that we'd like to ask you to perform.
I copy all, and really appreciate Sophie's hard work, and I'm happy to give you a call once I get these stored in the PMM. Thanks. Huntsville, station on 2 for laptop troubleshooting.
And Chris Huntsville is with you. The laptop that's acting up for us is ELC5. That's located at GEM Forward 1. If you wouldn't mind floating over there, checking that you see any error messages on the screen. If you do, let us know what they say, please, and then just perform a push-button power cycle.
ELC5, GEM Forward 1, look for message on the screen and push-button power cycle. We'll go.
Thank you, thank you. That's a good readback.
Station 2, ELC5.
Go for ELC5.
Yeah, when I floated over to it and opened the lid, it just had a black screen, but it was powered on, and I saw lights blinking on it, but it was just a flat black screen. I tried a simple push button to power cycle it, and no response, so I gave it the solid long hold and a harder power cycle, and it has now come back up and back to the login screen.
Great. Thank you for the report, Chris. Looks like we're seeing good telemetry, so that did the trick.
Sounds good, and I'll get those Tangle Lab pictures to you down shortly.
Much appreciated. We look forward to seeing those on the ground. And also, just for your awareness, your 1910 Astro B activity, you're go for that whenever you're ready.
To that, I'll step into that next. Thank you.
Absolutely.
So
happy to get you
so
your weekend.
Airlock, in airlock on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Sophie.
Just a quick question. In the EMU or
EMU-RU toolkit serial number 1005. I did not find the 5235-inch mount torque driver, neither the 516 combination wrench, so just requiring me permission to go find it in the Node 1 toolbox.
And stand by, Sophie, we're checking.
Okay. I did find the 516 Pro Food quarter drive.
Houston copies.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2. Chris just found it in another tool bag for a previous activity that was stamped out. So we found the 5235 torque quarter inch drive.
Houston copies. I like it when it's easy.
And Houston, this is Chris on too, just for some context. So for the original triple jump EVA that we were planning when it was back in January, they had told me to take the torque drive from the EMU-RU toolkit and then a couple other pieces from the Node 2 forward toolkit and to put them in a Ziploc bag in with the tools for that EVA. So that's where they are. They're in the mesh. That was in the mesh bag just for your tracking purposes. There's also a 3/8 inch adapter and then a 7/16 hex head. So there's a bunch of things that are sort of stacked up together.
Houston copies, and we would like them stowed per the stow note on today's activity.
Okay, would you like us to take apart? So it currently has a stack up on it of a few adapters that came from different places. You want us to put those back where they came from or put those back with the tools in the mesh bag for the EVAs? For context, we'd have been instructed to build this up so that crew could practice hand torquing to various torque values for the Fairchild fasteners on the Node 2 forward reflector.
Good clarification. We're checking.
And sorry, something others also I'm still missing from all those tools the 5/16 combination wrench. So this time we need to get it from the standard toolbox. And Houston Station Sophie in airlock, you are more than welcome to come in from on board with the airlock camera.
Copy, we'll come on board and we're talking stowage down here. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie.
Houston, airlock on 2 for combination wrench.
Sophie, we are go for you to use the 5/16 combination wrench from the toolbox. We request you wipe it down with a lint-free wipe before you proceed, and then when you're finished, we'll request you stow it back in the toolbox.
That's a good copy, we'll do.
And we are still working on a stowage plan for the remaining tools that you found.
Copy.
And Sophie, Houston, when you're ready, I have an answer for you on the remaining tools in that bag. Copy them.
She's ready to copy.
Okay, Sophie, we request that the 5-35 torque driver be placed back in the ORU toolkit, and the remaining tools in that stack up, you can leave, and we will address them after the next EVA.
Okay, 5-35, we'll go back, driver, we'll go back to the ORU toolkit, and the rest will leave in the Ziploc bag until after the next EVA.
Good read back, thank you.
Send airlock on 2.
With you on 2, go ahead.
So 2 news. First, I did not have to use the scissors. And second, I did find the 516 wrench in the EMU-RU toolkit. I was expecting a bigger tool, but it was a tiny combination wrench, so I found it now.
Copy the good news. Thanks for the update.
Houston, airlock on 2 for impact shield reinstall.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I'm showing to the camera here. There's a piece of compensate that does not protect anymore the antenna. The antenna was obviously very much bent, and the inner threads are exposed. I think it's not a nominal thing, so I'm showing it to you, and I'm ready to take micro pictures if needed.
And Sophie, we will request some high-resolution photos if you could.
Okay, let me go grab the macro
front camera from the lab, and I will do this right away.
That sounds excellent. Station Houston on 2 for anyone, any available crew to meet me on Space to Ground 4 to discuss Node 1 aft. And Sophie, we see that really great view of the damage on video. Once you're done taking photos, we'll give you a go to go ahead and rewrap that with new Kapton tape. We'll be taking a look at the photos, and then you can proceed in your procedure.
Okay, copy. I will put some Kapton tape around, new Kapton tape around, but yeah. So even if we put some new Kapton tape around, I also showed it to Chris, and he agrees that, like, the, we see the inner cables of the antenna, so maybe we would have to do something to fix this more than Kapton tape, but you'll receive the high-resolution pictures.
Copy all, Sophie. We're still talking it.
So while Chris is downloading the pictures, I'm going to show you to the camera the repair, like temporary repair that I did.
Copy. We're taking a look.
Pictures are downlinked from SSC6. Basically, I did put a new piece of three inches of Kapton tape.
Yep, we copy all, Sophie, and we were able to see your tape job on the camera. We thought that looked good. If you don't mind grabbing a couple more pictures of the repair and getting those on an SSC, we'll take that too, and we'll call that good enough for today.
Okay, hold up. And airlock on 2 for question.
With you on 2.
For procedure 1.535 at step 22, checking that the impact shield surface is flush with the disk surface. So what I can say is that there is maybe 1.5 millimeter gap because of the width of the Velcro. So the Velcro are all mated, connected, and all good. But it's not like 100% flush because there is a tiny gap due to the width of the Velcro.
And that is a good configuration, Sophie. You can proceed.
Send airlock on 2.
With you on 2.
That is task complete, and I just need to stow the tools and downlink the latest pictures after the repair.
Houston copies. Great work.
Thank you. Any 2 p.m. 2?
Station, this is Houston on 2. Did you call for us or Munich?
Again, last.
Houston's with you. Go ahead, Sophie.
I had a word to pass to Munich. Do you know if there's still someone on the loop?
Station Munich on 2. Good evening, Sophie.
Good evening. I had some words to pass for Carl.
We have to check if he's still there because our GC is at handover already earlier. Let me come back to you in a second. Station Munich on 2 for Sophie.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very sorry. The GC has already completed the handover and he already left.
Okay, then I will send a message via email, no worries, and sorry about that. The evening DPC was cancelled, and then, we were kind of busy until now, and so, I'll pass the message via email.
Totally understand, and thanks for calling, and we will definitely pass it on that you were calling for him.
Thank you very much. Have a very good evening.
Thanks, and you too. All the best.
Station Houston, Space Ground 2.
Station's looking on 2.
We will be ready for you in Columbus at 21:30 GMT. You can also reference activities off of timeline on GMT 51, the orange activities, if you'd like to get ahead on any of the setup or stowage. And we also will have, we have Space Ground 4 privatized for you as well, but we won't expect anyone available on that until closer to 21:30.
See that, 21:30 and GMT 51, and is Optimus still up?
Given the call I just made, we decided to defer those ground and onboard maintenance activities till Monday.
Copy all. Sounds good. Yep, I will check that out. And 2130, I'll be ready. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2. Just wanted to let you all know we are ready for hardware teardown in Columbus.
I'll take on Space to Ground 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, over.